Recovery, Freedom from Our Addictions, written and read by Russell Brand. Here in our glistening citadel of limitless reflecting screens, we live on the outside. Today we may awaken and instantly and unthinkingly reach for the phone, its glow reaching our eyes before the light of dawn, its bulletins dart into our minds before even a moment of acknowledgement of this unbending and unending fact. You are going to die. You and your children and everyone you love is hurtling towards the boneyard. I know you know. We all know. But because it yields so few likes on Facebook, we purr on in blinkered compliance, filling our days with temporary fixes. A coffee here, an eBay purchase there, a half-hearted wank or a flirt. Some glinting twitch of pleasure like a silvery stitch on a cadaver to tide you over. And you're probably too clever to repose in God or to pick up some dusty book where the poetry creaks with loathing for women or gays or someone. Maybe if quantum physics could come up with some force or web or string or something that tethers the mystery to something solid, something measurable, you'd think again. But until then, there's nothing but an empty grave and a blank tombstone, chisel poised. So no one's going to blame you if you perch on a carousel of destructive relationships and unfulfilling work, whirling round, never still, never truly looking within, never really going home. Because I had the gift of desperation, because I fucked up my life so royally, I had no option but to seek and accept help. Since being relieved of the more obvious manifestations of my incessant drives and appetites, I have paced backwards like a flunky leaving the Queen through a series of less obvious and not lethal but still bloody uncomfortable addictions. I believe that what the 12 steps and their encompassing philosophy, which I will lay out for you here, will provide is nothing less than a solution to the dissatisfaction of living and dying to anyone with the balls to do the work. And it is work. Indeed, it is a personal rebirth, and the journey entails all manner of uncomfortable confrontations with who you truly are. Be honest. Have you ever sat down and inventoried all the things that bug you, the childhood skirmishes, seething stings of patricidal rage, your fury with the government, or traffic, or global warming, or racism, or Apple for continually changing their charges? When are you planning to become the person you were born to be, to recover your connection to an intended path? On holiday, when the kids leave school, when you get a pay rise, tick tock, chisel poised.